If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let cyberpolicy.com keep you safe. CyberPolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With CyberPolicy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit cyberpolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. CyberPolicy.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group, visit our website at friendsofkevin.com. Really excited today. Got my friend Jessica with us from Career Connections. Good afternoon, Jessica. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks so much for having me.
So I want to jump right in. Tell me a little bit about Career Connections. Do you offer both temp and permanent positions? And how about short-term placements?
Great, Kevin. Sure. I'd love to tell you a little bit more about it. So Career Connections is a staffing company, and we do offer a wide variety of different services to both our clients and to our candidates. So we offer short-term positions, long-term positions, direct hire, contract positions, even just a coverage for a day fill-in. Sometimes our clients now might have a receptionist that's out, and that could be such an important position. So we offer coverage for a day, or could be that permanent career.
It's interesting, Jessica, because I was thinking about you before the show and just thinking back to my corporate days and how often we would be silly. You know, like you just mentioned, you lose your receptionist, you lose somebody, and be like, well, you know, they're on vacation for a couple of weeks, or they're on a short-term leave, and you're just like, all right, just everybody just answer the phone. And you look around and you look at the lost productivity because I start something, the phone rings, hi. And it's so crazy to not reach out to you guys and get somebody who's qualified to do that, right? Doesn't that make perfect sense?
It makes so much sense. And, you know, really just establishing that relationship with someone to be able to just quickly call and say, hey, I need someone for the day or really a lifetime. So it's really, really great to be able to have that, you know, whatever you're looking for.
Now, Jessica, I know you're on the show. I know you're my friend and stuff. But I'm a huge fan of using staffing agencies simply because I have a lot of friends, clients, people I know who struggle with hiring the right people. They're not comfortable with doing it. You know, it's a friend of a friend type of thing. And then they end up in a situation where they have the wrong employee. Doesn't it make sense to have you to reach out to you, have you guys do the screening process so that we're not getting a call from a friend of a friend? You're like, ah, oh, geez, I don't really want to hire Kevin. How do I say no? To me, it just makes so much sense. Can you talk to them a little bit about how you screen people?
Sure, absolutely. And I think that makes perfect sense too. What you were saying, Kevin, is not everyone's really trained to do interviewing or feeling the pressure of just hiring a referral. We put all of our candidates through quite a thorough screening process, and we only move forward with about 22% of the candidates that do come forward because they may not be the right match for the clients that we're working with. So we do a screening process over the phone. We meet all of our candidates too. That's such an important piece because we want to make sure that we're making that right match. We also meet all of our clients in person too, being able to go out to the job site, see what it is, see what the environment looks like. So just making those right matches. We do references on all of our candidates that we work with, along with different testings too. So for example, if the position's an administrative position, we'll do administrative testing just to make sure that they're the right match. So with all that screening, we really have a good feeling and kind of understanding about the candidates that we're working with.
It's interesting.
Another great thing,
that,
as you pointed out.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Kevin. Go ahead.
No worries. Well, one of the things you mentioned that I like is you go and you meet the clients too. Because to me, it's all about the relationship. Like, for instance, myself, I'm a pretty high maintenance guy to work with. I talk fast, I move fast, I do everything fast. So you could have somebody who fits, you know, the skill set but might not be a match for my personality. So I think that's really important.
Absolutely.
Knowing, okay, you know, you got to, you know, be able to listen real fast and to stop Kevin when he's going too fast and you don't understand. And not, that's not a match for everyone. So I think that's really important. Everyone can have the skill set, but you need the personality match too, at least in my eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree. There's many times where I will have a perfect person in mind when I'm talking to someone over the phone, but then when they want to meet in person, I might choose a different candidate after that. So it just makes a big difference.
Yeah, so what areas of staffing do you guys specialize in?
We specialize more in the front office positions. So our specializations are administrative, receptionist, customer service. We work a lot with accounting and finance. We have a division that works just in human resources, so that's a specialization. So really any of those front office positions, and there could be some areas that I haven't mentioned that we could certainly work with as well too. And I think honesty is an important piece. If there's a position that we don't work, letting our clients know that that's not our specialization, we could certainly work and try to find an opportunity. A candidate that's going to best match or work with one of our business partners to fill that position.
I really like that because it is all about the relationship and the matching. So if, you know, a staffing agency is sending out somebody who's not a match, it's going to hurt the relationship. So I would totally respect that you'd rather say, hey, that's not in our strengths. Let us introduce you to one of our partners who can be more beneficial to you. I wish everyone was up front like that, to be honest. Now,
makes,
how about
makes
geographic area? How far can do you place people?
Well, we are located in Bedford, New Hampshire. We really have a large focus in Nashua. That's where our office was prior to 2 years ago. So we have a real big following in Nashua. So really Southern New Hampshire, Northern Massachusetts. We have some clients in the Tewksbury, Dracut, Billerica, Lowell over towards Methuen. And then we do go as far north as Concord, a little bit beyond, and a little towards the seacoast. So there's quite a big area. And if there's a position that's a little outside of that range, we could certainly work on finding candidates that do match the position.
Now, Jessica, is this still feasible? I remember years ago, my aunt used to be a temporary employee. So her and her husband would travel, you know, all summer long, and she'd come back and she'd work, you know, the fall, winter months. And then as the weather turns, she would just, you know, say, okay, it's time to go away again and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do people still do that? Is that still feasible?
It sure is. And that doesn't that sound great, Kevin? Let's get out of here.
Yeah, yeah, it really does.
But we have some employees that we work with that really just like the week-to-week or month-to-month opportunities because they don't want to be tied down to that full-time job. So we have a wide variety of folks we work with and in different positions. So great idea. If you're looking for seasonal positions, definitely have you check out staffing.
And also I have friends that just like the variety. You know, it's like, okay, I go in, you know, I do my job. You know, it's a two-week, whatever it may be, assignment. And then I want to a new environment, get to meet new people. I have people who just love that lifestyle and recognize it's not for everyone. But there's a need for those services, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And as I'd mentioned before, we have that wide variety. So we have those short-term positions. And kind of another misconception, too, about staffing is that it's only temporary positions. So I encourage if you're in a job search and you're looking for that direct hire opportunity, check out staffing as well. Some companies just choose to use a staffing service for their jobs that they have. So definitely check out the opportunities there because there could be a position that's going to be a long-term career for you.
But you know what, Jess? I'm a big fan of temp to hire. Because I think it allows both parties to have a chance to work together. Because I think most of us have gone on to a company and think, oh, this is going to be great, and then find out it wasn't what you thought. So I like to, you know, I know it's happened to me. I've gone on temporary jobs in the past, and like, wow, I love this company, and they end up hiring me. So I think people should maybe not be so quick to judge a temp to hire type of thing, temp to permanent, right?
Absolutely agree. I think it's a great opportunity for both parties, as you mentioned, because you get that opportunity to see if it's going to be that right fit, that long-term position for you. And many of our clients do like having that option. So don't knock it if that's the only option for that position, because it's really an opportunity to check out the job yourself.
So, Jessica, who are ideal candidates I should be referring to you?
Job seekers, really. You know, I wouldn't even limit it to the position that they're looking for, because I think just talking to people is great. I might choose, I might talk to someone and they might not be in our career field, but I might be able to direct them somewhere else and might be able to help them along the way too. They might have a friend who's looking or a family member. So it's always just great to make those connections.
Now, how about I flip that over? Who's the ideal company? Who should we be referring you to that would have a need for candidates?
Somebody who's looking to hire. Small to mid-sized company is really our sweet spot, because we can help them with a lot of things. A lot of times they might not have the resources to do the hiring. They might not have an HR department or a recruiting department, so we can be that resource for them. We also offer consulting services as well, too. So for small companies that don't have that HR department, we can offer that to them. So a company that's looking to hire, we can be a resource.
I really like that a lot, because I see this happen a ton. Is, you know, we have a friend, business is going great, they're at a point where they need to bring on an additional team member, and they start to interview, they get frustrated because they're not finding the right person. And then they're like, well, forget it. I'm just not going to hire someone. So to having, you know, resources like you to do that, because as you said, most of us, you know, are self-employed, maybe become employees. We don't have an HR department. We don't have all these fancy things that we could use. So I can just outsource that to you, right?
You sure can. Or, you know, you mentioned not hiring someone. Or sometimes even worse might be a desperation hire. Might just be that one person that
I've
comes along.
It.
Sure, I'll take you. And that can cause more
yep.
damage to your company. Someone who might not have been fully vetted or just a friend of a friend.
Yeah, no, that's what ends up happening is most of us, you know, I see it, you know, people just go on Facebook, say, hey, I'm looking to hire. And, you know, everyone comes out of the woodwork and stuff. And it can overwhelm people, you know, where it's like, all right, I don't have time to interview 30 people. So the first couple are coming away. You're like, okay, you know, Kevin's the best of the bunch, and it's Kevin. Where if I would have waited another day, I may have met Jessica and made a better hire. So it's, you know, it's spending time realizing the value of every time you're bringing on a person. Do they fit your corporate culture? Are they going to represent your brand in the possible light? So that's got to be obviously a huge challenge for business owners.
Absolutely. Yeah, and another piece that we can do, too, is we can do those more of an a la carte service. And what I mean by that is, let's say you just want references done on someone, or you just want testing, or you might just need a piece of the process. You have lots of applicants, but you just need a piece done. That's certainly something we can help you with as well, too. So there's lots of different options with staffing. Sometimes you just need to ask the questions.
So now, Jess, you have a pretty cool job. Not quite as cool as mine, but pretty close. Because you get to be that matchmaker, and you get to connect those employers to employees. And putting someone back to work and helping an employer, that's a pretty cool feeling, right?
It's the best feeling. I've been in my career for a long time and doing recruiting and really specialized in recruiting. I love it. There's not a better feeling in the world than making someone's day and extending a job offer. Just
so
changing
Jessica,
their life,
we only
really.
Have about a minute. We only have about a minute left. Let's grab your contact information before we let you run.
Great. Sounds great. So my email is jlapaglia@careerconnectionsnh.com. And our website is careerconnectionsnh.com. Don't forget the NH. That's where we are. And our phone number is 603-880-7184. So I'm on
Jessica,
LinkedIn
really
as well,
you.
Jessica LaPaglia.
I really appreciate you taking the time
out
of the
day to
come
on the show. Okay, I know you appreciate me.
And as always, thanks for being my friend. Have a great day.
Thanks, Kevin. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let cyberpolicy.com keep you safe. Cyberpolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With cyberpolicy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit cyberpolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. Cyberpolicy.com.